Blog Talk Radio.
It's some scriptures, how? It's some filters, how? It's some thoughts, damn and censor.
Talk with Alex Okoroji, and yes, this is Alex Okoroji, and you're listening to True Talk Radio's number one interactive talk radio show. And yes, I'm broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, and we bring to you the best in authentic conversations about real life experiences and real life conversations that help empower your mind. Well, so much has been happening, wherever you're listening. I'm broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. And this is your favorite host, Alex Okoroji. And, well, this is the one place where we do not apologize for our thoughts and our feelings, and we believe expression is important. And we can talk about the things that, you know, it's okay to have the conversations about real issues, you know? Well, a lot has been happening recently. Yes, so much has been happening recently, especially in my country, Nigeria. This is the election season. And there's been a lot going on, basically, a lot of politicking, propaganda, smear campaigns, and, you know, the works. Just basically the usual things that happen around election season, and this is how we get to choose the leader. But there's a particular word that has become very popular and has become synonymous with a lot of things that are happening, and that word is change. So, you know, I've been hearing quite a lot about change. You know, people want to change their leaders, they want to change policies, they want to change, you know, what's happening in their community, and so much, you know. But I'm not going to be talking about politics right now. I'm going to be talking about that word change. Now, what is change? Change is simply, you know, a process of making a difference. Now, it could be making a difference in your personal life, or making a difference in the life of others, or even in your community. It could be you just making a difference in the world, you know, whatever it is. Now, there are a lot of people who want changes. They want to make, you know, they're seeking ways to find, you know, ways for a chance to find themselves in the process of making this difference. Now, for other people, they lack the motivation they need to change their own lives. Now, you know, I'm very, very happy that we're having this show, because I'm definitely going to be sharing quite a few profound things that have worked for me through my own period of intense and scary life changes. Now, you know, for a lot of people, you may have been considering quitting your job. For others, you can think about starting a new business. For some, you probably want to change your eating habits. For others, maybe you want to start dating again, or you want to, you know, walk away from that abusive relationship or marriage. For others, it's just moving cities, you know, find the courage to move cities. For others, it might be just joining an NGO. For someone, it could be starting a blog or building your, you know, or recreating your music career. For others, it might be recording an album or losing some weight. Whatever change you're seeking, you know, I know you may have been putting off, you know, for some day. Maybe today is that day. Let's look at how you can find real motivation to finally start changing your life. Don't go anywhere. Well, we'll be back.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. You're listening to The Naked Talk. It's so uncensored. She keeps it real. She keeps it straight. She tells it like it is, no matter who's afraid to bear.
Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji.
Okay, this is still the Naked Talk, and my name is Alex Okoroji, and I'm broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. Wherever you are in the world listening, don't forget this is an interactive show. You can be part of this conversation. If you want to call in, you know, to share with me what your thoughts about changes, what changes to you, or what sort of changes you've been making, you know, in your life, well, you can pick up your phone and call in. The number to call is +1 215 383 3766. +1, and you can be part of this conversation. Or you can tweet at me. You know, just tweet at Alex Okoroji and hashtag the Naked Talk. And of course, I'll get your tweets get read on the show. Or you can join the chat room, you know, join the live chat room. Just make sure you sign up, follow this channel, and join the chat room. And then, of course, you know, your messages will be read up on the show. Okay, what were we talking about? I was saying there was so much talk about change. And just before I went on the commercial break, you know, I would say that, you know, a lot of people might be finding ways, looking for ways basically to find the motivation to make the changes that they need. Let's say this. We know that, you know, for a lot of people, it's not just finding, you know, the motivation to, you know, to start process. But, you know, for some, they probably have started the process, but then they're still looking for ways to keep on going. With the changes, you know, and you know, because it really is, you know, tough. Now, let me say this. I remember when I first wanted to start broadcasting on radio. I talked with a couple of my friends, colleagues, and we wanted to start up a show. And we were trying to find, it was supposed to be a big, massive radio show. And we were trying to find the resources, because we're not just talking about a small show. And just one, you know, geographical zone. We're talking about doing a network show. And, you know, we really couldn't find the resources because it's going to cost so much to raise the resources for us to not just, you know, get on air, but also to cover marketing masses, because we have this big, massive, you know, marketing strategy. And, you know, just trying to raise, you know, we did talk to a couple of brands that were willing to support, but at last, you know, the last minute, some of them backed out. We raised just, you know, a portion, one third of, you know, the exact amount of money we're looking for. And, you know, we have that. Now, here's the thing, you know, sometimes you want to make some changes, and it's really tough because you're trying to find the time to do this and to do that. But you have to understand that change is not a word. It is an action. It is a choice. It is a decision. And it really starts with you having to change your mindset. Because I realize for a lot of people who are seeking this change, whether it's in policy, whether it's in their community, whether it's from their, they can change from their leaders or be their family units. I find out that people want a difference without having to, you know, make a difference in their mindset, without having to change the way they think. They're still stuck in their old way of thinking and their old way of doing things, and they expect for things to be different. That's absolutely impossible. Now, there are lots of excuses that people come up with, you know, things that get in the way of actually you making some progress. One of those things, you know, some of them are insurmountable. You know, some would say, you know, the fear of change. Now, a lot of people are afraid of change. That's very true. I used to be one of those people. You know, I like habits, you know. You know, so, but, you know, I started to realize that you cannot be afraid of making progress, because change is making progress. I'll be honest, I embrace all the change, because a lot of happened to me in recent times, you know. I've changed a lot from who I used to be. I like to use the word evolve better, but it's still changed, because I'm no longer exactly that person that I was. I've made a bit of progress. You know, my life has changed a bit. I have a child now. You know, my career has also developed. Things, my interest has taken in so many areas. I'm multitasking between quite a lot of things. I'm doing so much, you know, between writing a book and running a blog and doing a radio show and doing an online TV show. You know, just doing so many different crazy things. And I'm no longer just that small-time actress from somewhere in Lagos, Nigeria. I'm now doing a whole lot more. And with all of these things, your life changes, you know. So, but I remember being afraid of that change. I remember saying to myself, how am I going to be able to cope with all of this and still be a good mother? You know, I got divorced. You know, my marriage didn't last that long. You know, I was afraid of how to get back out there. I'm still afraid of, you know, how to go back dating. You know, I'm afraid of a lot of things. So, yes, a lot of people are afraid of change, you know. For some, you know, not wanting to be uncomfortable is an issue because, you know, they're thinking, oh, you know, discomfort. Nobody wants to leave their comfort zone. For others, it's the fear of uncertainty. You know, what's going to happen, you know, after you make some of those changes. And that can be very scary because you feel like you might make a particular choice. You may make a decision, but you're not certain what the results of that choice would be. For others, it could just be the fear of failure. And for some, you know, just not wanting to fail at finally making that choice, I can understand that. Now, for others, it's that feeling of not being good enough. Like, you feel like even if you took that step and made that change, you're not going to be able to match up, or you feel like you're not going to be. And for others, it's just not having the time. So people feel, okay, do I have the time to make that change? You know, being, you're busy with all kinds of things. But some people are just waiting for it to happen on its own. Like, they're not wanting to do this. And I keep saying, you can't ask God to guide your footsteps if you're not even willing to move your feet. You know, for some, it's perfectionism. Oh, that's me. Somebody like me, you want it to be perfect. You're saying, you know what, I want to do this, but you want the standards to be perfect. You want the timing to be perfect. You want everything to be perfect. That's absolutely impossible. And I had to learn the hard way that would never work. Also, being overwhelmed with all the things that you have to do or not even knowing where to start. Okay, well, I've given you a lot of things that get in the way of you making some progress towards change. Let's take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to play an interesting song by someone that I find, you know, kind of like an old tune, you know. Guess what? This is talk radio, I know, but we're talking about a process of making a difference. How about I make a difference with this show and play music, you know, play some music. I know I don't do this often, but how about we listen to something inspiring from Sam Cooke? I think it's such a beautiful song. I was singing to that. It's been a long time, but I know. Yes, change is definitely going to come. So, you know, while we take that, you know, I was thinking about listening to the lyrics about, you know, lyrics of the song, you know, Sam Cooke, and just thinking how relevant, you know, that song is still in our time, because change is the only constant thing. You know, change is progressive. we're all seeking change day in, day out. And, you know, just before we took that musical break, you know, I was, you know, I listed a number of things that sort of hold us back to get in the way of us making progress. Let's be honest, we all have fears and reasons for not taking action. That's not good enough. I really think those things are real bullshit, but let's be honest. And yes, it's straight up here, no bullshit. I tell you like it is, and I'm not ashamed to call it for what it is. Yes, we all have the fear of failure. We have the fear of change and discomfort and uncertainty, you know, about things. And it's true, these are real issues, real fears, very valid fears. But at the same time, they're not good enough reason for you to be inactive. They're not good enough because I believe that we can overcome our fears. I personally, I've dealt with some of, you know, I've dealt with quite a bit of my fears. And so have 1,000,000,000 other people. You know, you're not worse than I am, and you're not worse. And this is not to make you, this is to let you know that you can also do it. And, you know, those excuses are just good old excuses. And I'll be honest with you, like I said, I had that thing, you know, I was going to say, I kept warning to myself, you know, I got back from, I left another country and came back home, you know, for a while when I was married, after my separation. And I kept thinking, how am I going to get back to doing this thing? How am I going to be able to call my old contacts? Co-directors and tell them to do me a job. Am I going to connect with people again? You know, now I have a son. My life is very different. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to. And I just kept making those excuses and holding myself back from making progress. Now, not until I stopped making those excuses and I took the, you know, the bull by the horns and said, you know what, I'm going to do this because I want to have a better life. Because I want to be, you know, better and I want to be great. I'm going to stop making those excuses, you know, and just do it, like Mikey would say. Now, you know, let us now look at ways to actually make, you know, find ways to overcome those fears and also seek the motivation to be able to prioritize, you know, and, you know, start a couple of small sets of actions. Now, let's start with this. These are things that I have done. You know, personally, these are things, you know, found things that have helped me sort of make some progress with changing my life. Number one. Find a purpose. Now, a lot of people don't know what their purpose in life is. They don't know why they're here. They don't know what they're here for. They don't know what they want to do in their life. They don't know how they want to see themselves when they look back at their life. And that's something that you really need to always ask yourself. Now, it's possible that you might already know what your purpose is, but it's always good to go back, you know, review it, see if you're still in line with your purpose, see if your purpose has changed, see what you need to do to keep, you know, because the truth is, you really just want to look back. This is where you can start. For those who don't know what your purpose is, how to figure that out. You know, all you have to do is say, okay, what will I want to look back at the end of my life? You know, what would I want people to say about me or say about my life? How would I love to see my life, you know, once I'm done? You know, what do I need to do to make, you know, what will make my life feel significant? What will make me feel relevant? What will give my life a meaning? What will give your life a meaning? Let me use myself as an example. You know, I recently found myself. I'm a bit confused about all the things that I want to do. I'm so multi-talented. It scares the shit out of me, and that's true. You know, you can write, you can sing, you can act, you can dance, you can do all these amazing things, and it kind of confuses you. But beyond that, you're also very gifted because you studied something that really isn't in line with the thing that you're supposed to be. You haven't been able to decide. You know, there's just so much happening around me. With so many different opportunities, but asking yourself which direction to go. And I realized something, that I found my purpose, and my purpose really is to just empower the world to become better with my thoughts. I realized that I have very, very strong opinions, thoughts about a number of things, very open, very diverse. And I realized that I could actually empower people with my thoughts, help them to become relevant, help them to change, to make their lives better, even if it's one person at a time, you know. That's what my purpose is, to influence people positively. That is my purpose. So I found my purpose, you know, very soon realized, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to make sure that I'm using everything I build is to influence people positively through whichever medium, but making sure that I mean, the end goal of that is that somebody who's listening to me, somebody who's reading my blog, somebody who's watching me, somebody who's whatever it is they're doing around me, they realize that the end goal of whatever it is that I'm saying or doing, whatever it is that, you know, that I'm doing, that it will be to influence them positively to become better people. When I mean better, I can and also help myself be better as well. Now, number two, embrace your desire. Now, that's something that, you know, a lot of people don't think about. I mean, let me put it this way. You may be reading, you may be listening to me right now, and you have a desire to do something positive in your life or in your life. Now, I told you to embrace that. You know, I think it's wonderful, first of all, to have those desires and see this, you know, listen to this. See this as a first step, first positive step to you having to actually make a change in your life. You have to find a way to, remember what I said about number one, which is find a purpose or find your purpose and then embrace your desire. You now have to find a way to connect your purpose with your desire. Let me put myself, my desire has always been, you know, has always been to be and publishing and broadcasting. You know, I always wanted to be in front of the television. I've always wanted to hear myself speak, you know, sing, write. You know, I'm just a writer. I thought I would write these screenplays for music, but I realized I just don't want to write screenplays for music. I want to be able to give people more with things that I write. You know, it's not just about creating the text and somebody's reenacting. And even me reenacting the text that's written by other people, I kind of wanted to make sure that people have a direct contact, a connection with the things that I created. And I've always wanted to be on television, be in radio, and write and all of this. And I'm starting to get a chance now, but how do I use those mediums to attach them to my purpose, which is to empower people and influence their lives positively? Am I making any sense right now? So what did I do? I decided to start my blog, Alexander's Music Club. So I am connecting my desire, which is rewriting, and make sure that the things that I write about are things that will influence your life positively, whether it's about sex or love or life or relationships or whatever it is, that whatever it is I'm writing, with, you know, merging my desire for writing with my purpose of wanting to influence people's lives positively. Now, me being on radio during the Naked Talk, that whatever it is I'm talking about, or whatever the subject or issues I'm bringing up, real issues that people deal with in real life, that somehow I'm able to merge my desire for wanting to talk and be on radio with my purpose of trying to influence people positively. That if I decide, you know, if I'm on television as a presenter, as a host, or I'm working as an actor, that I'm able to enact characters that real people can connect with to help your life become better. So whatever is your desire might be for you to want, you might be, you maybe your desire is to be a mother, right? Tap into that and embrace that. But you can't be a mother if, you know, you're not looking for a man, you know, to have a child with. I don't ever make it any sense. You want to be married, but you're not in a relationship. You're not willing to make the changes that you need to make to become a better person for a man or for a woman. You know, your desire is to build a massive business or to grow your brand. How are you going to grow your brand if you're sleeping in bed 12 noon in the day? You're not even willing to stand up to be. You're not working towards it. You want to start a new business. How are you going to start a new business if you don't start finding your purpose and connecting it with your desire to start that? So you need to first thing, find your purpose, and embrace your desire, and you'll be on the process to make your changes. Well, if you're listening to the show, I can see people who are logged in. Don't forget, if you want to call and chat with me and contribute to the show, you can pick up your phones and call. The number to call is +1 215 383 3766. It's 215 383 3766 if you're outside the U.S. Make sure you ask +1 if you're here in Nigeria, wherever you are else in the world, ask +1 if you're outside the U.S. So take another commercial break, and we'll be back.
Have you pre-ordered your own specially autographed copy of The Naked Experience by Alex Okoroji? From timid girl to confident woman. It will make you laugh, it will make you cry, it will make you cuss, but most of all, it will be a great resource for you and your loved ones. Log on to www.alexokoroji.net to reserve your copy and win 2 VIP tickets to the book tour and match.
Nothing. Oh, 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 oh,
guys. Yes, that was Nothing by Brandy, and that's a song that I absolutely love. You know, the song Nothing. And, you know, it's true. I mean, we're nothing without change. You know, we're nothing without making progress. Whether it's in relationships or in your career, or whether it's in your spiritual life or in your business, you know, you have to make some sort of baby steps to progress. And that's what changes, making a difference. You need to make a difference in your choices or, you know, in your decisions. And sometimes it's really, you know, a tough call to make. But you need to realize that even sometimes, even with business, you're doing your business in a particular way when you realize that you have competition and you want to be great, you want to make some milestones and some landmarks, you're going to have to switch things up a little bit. You know, you're going to have to switch things just so that, yeah, and those, you know, switching up sometimes may shake the system, but then it also juggles, you know, it also takes you to first of all, better understanding your business, better understanding your clientele, better understanding the mistakes that you've been making and what else you need to do to even get better at what you're doing. And it's the same thing with love, with relationships. You're dating someone, you can't stay on the same platform or the same way that you've been running from the beginning of your relationship. You're going to have to switch things up and do things different so that it's not boring. So that, because again, you're getting to understand another person who has their own desire, their own needs, their own demands, and their own expectations. And for you to be able to meet that, you're going to have to be fluid enough to be able to make change. You know, because I remember I was talking to my baby sister the other day, I said, you know, you're very stuck in your way. You're very stubborn. And you cannot be stubborn about choices and decisions. Sometimes you have to be willing to be able to compromise and move your feet. Sometimes, even when you feel like not moving, because you understand that it might lead to the progress of yourself or your life or the people even around you. Also, I did mention before we went on the musical break and the commercial break, I did mention two things. First, that we needed to do was to find your purpose, one, and the second one, embrace your desire. Now, number three, I would say create the space. Now, you won't make any changes if you don't create a space for that change, and that's very good. You know, for a lot of people, they say, oh, you know, I don't have the time. And I ask you, when will you start making that change? Is it in the morning? Is it in the evening? Is it during your lunch break? Is it next year or 2 years ago? You can't wait for that change to happen. You have to make it happen. You have to block out some time on your calendar and say, you know, each day, even if it's just 10 or 15 minutes, you know, if you say you don't have the time. I mean, think about this. Look at how long it takes for some people to do. I mean, just look at how much time people spend on social media. You're on Facebook, you know, connecting with your friends, and you're on Twitter, tweeting and chatting with other people. You're watching YouTube videos, or you're doing stuff. And some of those things that we even do, you know, aren't as important tasks as the things that we need to do to make changes in our lives. So imagine if you sort of dedicated 10 minutes or 15 minutes of the time you spend on social media trying to connect with other people who are busy making their own changes, to actually dedicating it to something that you want to do. That would be a small big step in the right direction, or a big small step in the right direction. Do you understand? So, I mean, for example, let me see. I remember, you know, when I wanted to, for the first 2 years, I kept saying, before I wanted to start a blog. And I would do interviews, you know, journalists work up to me and say, oh, Alex, you know, so what are you up to? What's going on? And I said, oh, you know, I'm going to start a blog. And I kept saying, I'm about to start a blog, Alexander is going to make it up. And I kept talking about it for 2 years. And I never started this blog. And I kept saying, oh, I'm about to do this. And that particular blog was something that I would have been natural to, and I never started it. Because why? I never had the time. I kept saying I didn't have the time. Now, what has changed about my life? We're talking about how many years ago. I still have my child. I have, you know, if not anything else, I now have more responsibility, more things I'm doing business-wise. I'm now more involved in so much other stuff, but I still try to find the time to do it. Now, what happens is I dedicate time. I understand, for example, I go to bed at 1 a.m. and I'm up 3 a.m. in the morning. It's not a way to go. I mean, I'm lacking sleep. I go between 1 and 2. But I also understand the period of all the things, all the brands that I'm creating and things. And I'm willing to dedicate that time. I'm not afraid to stay up through the night trying to build a website. I'm not afraid to stay up through trying to study the industry that I'm going to and replying emails that fans send to me and all that. You have to create the time for that change. because I realize that the changes that I'm making are not just personal changes to my life. They're also influential to the life of other people. And when I have fans send me Alex questions, emails, I have to spend quite a bit of time to reply them. Now, I can't reply everybody because I'm a human being. But at the same time, I realize I need to create time to interact with these people because these people are the core base for the things that I'm doing or the reason that I'm doing what I'm doing. I need to find the time to create my articles. I need to find time to research, you know, my thoughts for my podcast. I need to find time to do the radio. I need to find time to also be an actor. I need to find time to be a mother. I need to find, so if you're trying to make changes, you need to find the time. If you want to start dating, how are you going to date if you call yourself a career woman and say you don't have the time to meet men? How are you going to have a relationship if you don't create the time to start dating? How are you going to get married if you don't create space for that? If you don't create space for a woman in your life, how are you going to have, are you going to have a woman drop from heaven, you know, into your arms, into your house? No, you're going to have to create time to get to know who it is that you might, you know, who it is, you know, who it is that might become a potential future partner. You know, if you want to start your own business, you're going to have to create time to start that business. That business isn't going to drop in your lap. You know, you're going to have to create space for this thing. If you want to build a relationship with this, you're going to have to create time to pray. You're not just going to, you know, say, you know, I want to build a relationship with this, and that's going to hang somewhere in the air. You're going to have to create space for that. You're going to take out time, dedicated time from good day, start small, and, you know, you'll be making progress. Let's take another commercial break. Let's see. There's a movie that I saw so many times. Jesus, I don't know if anybody has seen Coyote Ugly. I saw Coyote Ugly like with Piper Perabo and what's his name? Well, I can't remember. You know, but there was a particular soundtrack of that song, Can't Fight the Moonlight by Leanne Rimes. I thought, you know, every time I listened to that, I remember this was a girl, small town girl in a small town village, who kind of wanted to be a singer and have to do odd jobs just so that she can make the dreams come true. Now, I remember, you know, I always remember the song. So if you're one of those people, you know, you have dreams, you're trying to achieve those dreams, well, maybe this might be song. It's a soundtrack from that movie, and this might remind you of, you know, the other people who have to make sacrifices just so that they can make changes in their lives. So here we go.
Can't fight the moonlight, see, and the
Are you a registered member of Alex's blog community, ABC? Then what are you waiting for? Join now to receive updates on all activities on Alexander and Her Naked Thoughts at www.alexokoroji.net to contribute, interact with other interesting ABC users, and win special giveaways.
Okay, we're back. This is still the Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji, and it's still that show we've been talking about. You know, this is so much talk about change, and so far I've been talking about change and what change means to me, and you know, just sharing a little bit of profound things that have, you know, basically helped me to make the needed progress that I needed to make in my life. And, you know, and you could do the same too. And I've shared, you know, things that could get in your way of making changes. I've also shared a little bit of tips on, you know, how to start, you know, the process and trying to make changes in your life. And, you know, it's been an amazing show so far. Like I said, this is the Naked Talk, which is the best in real, authentic conversations and about real life experiences, things that will empower your mind. And, you know, this is True Talk Radio Network's number one interactive talk radio show. Yay! Anyway, this is still the Naked Talk, and before I went to break, I mentioned number one, which is number two, embrace your desire. Number three, create space. Now, number four, surround yourself. Now, you know, the best way to make change happen is to surround yourself with others making a similar change themselves. I mean, think about it. You know, you can find some of the people, whether online or offline, in your community. They could be close friends, or they could also be family members, or a lover, or partner, or husband, or wife. You know, whatever it is, or even children. Now, let me explain for that why it's very important to surround yourself with people that are making same kind of changes. Let's assume that you have an addiction. You have a smoking addiction. You're trying to quit smoking. That's a big, massive change you want to make in your life. You've been smoking for 20 years or 16 years, and you want to stop. You want to stop smoking. Now, do you think it would be possible for you to surround yourself with people who smoke? I mean, let's think about this. You're trying to give up smoking, but then you party hard with people who are big smokers. So you're putting yourself in line. You're putting yourself in a place where you're making it difficult for yourself to make the changes that you want to make. And we know that's very hard. You know, you are trying to lose some weight, but then you're hanging around with people who are big at eating. You know, who just, not just eating, but eating, not eating right. People who love to eat a lot of junk and the things, you know, that are not healthy to eat. So, and, you know, it's not just that you're trying to make a progress, you want to create, start a new business. You want to hang around the people who understand that business. You know, you want to hang around the people who understand, who have similar interests with you, because it's impossible for you to actually make real change if you surround yourself with people who don't understand the process that you're going through, who don't understand the struggle or the reasons for which you're, you know, trying to make this progress. Because let's be honest, you can find the support team, whether, you know, online or wherever else, but you have to make sure that the people are there, because it makes this, you know, the process so much more easier, because you're able to get feedback from them. They're able to share their own progress with you. They understand why you're doing what you're doing, and they make your life so much better. And that's the truth. I mean, let me use myself as an example. I haven't recently been very, very social when it comes to people around in terms of friendship. You know, I haven't had time. I'm saying this because I haven't had time to go party with my friends and hang out, and I haven't really been communicating with a lot of people. You know, my circle has changed a bit, because my circle now is caught around the things that I've been doing recently, from the social work with the social group that I started for NL, and, you know, to creating people on people in radio, to connecting with other world, you know, thought leaders around the world, and other radio hosts, radio platforms, and writers, and authors. That's my new circle. You know, yes, I still have my old circle, which is the actors and, you know, colleagues, you know, co-actors and other people that I've worked with. But, you know, I've kind of cut out a bit for the other people that I've been, not deliberately, but the fact that I'm so engrossed in my work, that it's so much way easier and more sensible for me to hang around people who understand online, you know, who understand the future of online, who are able to give me ideas and advice on how best to sell my brand and market my brand and, you know, make progress, you know, with this new change that's happening in my life. Now, a lot of my old friends are probably wondering, oh, she doesn't call us anymore, she doesn't talk to us, she doesn't. And it's not like it's anything different, it's just that I feel like they're not adding value to where I am presently in terms of my life. It, you know, I'm not about to pick up my phone and talk to someone about fashion, about gossip, about things that are just not adding value to me. So I'm surrounding myself with people who would enable me to be this person that I want to be. You know, so that's why it's very important for you to surround yourself with people who understand where you're going to, because they are on that same journey themselves. They're able to guide themselves. Okay, this is where I sit. This is where I'm going. This is how I'm doing it. You know, this is why I'm doing it. This is what, and you know, you're able to network, which is where networking comes. You're able to network and build yourself and build that chain. Now, back to what I'm saying, this isn't just about career. This is also about, you know, trying to change habits. This is also about you trying to build spiritually. I mean, you don't want to be, you're trying to build a relationship with God, and then you're spending time with people who don't understand spirituality, who are totally adverse to your spiritual relationship, or even understand your religion. What would spend time with white people who also are spiritual, who also be on their spiritual life and their spiritual journey? You know, so it's the same thing. You know, you're dating someone who's not aligned with your vision. It can't work. It's impossible for that relationship to work because this person is not in sync with you. You know, you can't want something and your partner wants something totally different. How's that relationship going to work? So you want to surround yourself with people who want the same things that you want, who have the same goals that you have, who have the same vision and are willing to do the right thing or do the same thing to empower, to help empower you as well as you empowering them. You know, so it's you know, just to find a very symbiotic support system, you know, that helps. And, you know, for someone like me, I'm great to have someone like my father, because when I have an issue, an intellectual issue, I can go to him and say, well, I'm working on this idea. What do you think about this idea? What do you think about this? Same way with the people that have had to work with someone like Victor, who is my technical assistant. You know, I can say to him, what do you think about this? Because he's in that same zone, he can add his own value, his own knowledge, or his own wisdom, or his experience as well to the things that I'm doing. So that's it for number four. Now we'll take another commercial break, and one song that I really like, and it's from Kyrie, best of me. I mean, while we're making changes, while we're making progress, because we want the best of us, right?
What a joy it is to be loved by you, my most precious gift, my God and angel. I believe God sent you here to slow me down, and so whatever it takes, I'ma keep you around, baby.
I feel like I can conquer the world
with you by my I never had a love so pure. It's because of you, I'm sure. And with you by my side, girl, we can conquer the world. I
time you see a chick and she thinks she's fine, look her in the eyes, be like, nah, my, she can never be like my, 'cause she's the best, she's the best girl.
You bring out
the best in me, best in me, 'cause you are the best, baby. Anytime
you're the best. You're the best, guys. You always have to remember that. And the truth is, for you to really be accepted, because you could be the best in your mind, but for you to really be accepted as the best, you know, for the world to accept you as the best, for you to be relevant and to be great and to be successful, potential will not cut it. You would have to be willing to push, to drive, to do everything that you can to make sure that something gives. And in doing all of that, that is you making real progressive, positive change in your life, you know. Like I say, change doesn't just happen. It's an action. It's a decision. It's a choice. It's you having to look back at your life and say, you know, am I comfortable with the way my life is? Do I want my life to be better? Can my life be better? How can my life be better? How do I want my life to be better? What do I need to do to make it better? So we've been talking, this is so much talk about change, and, you know, we have such a great, amazing show so far to talk about change. And I did something really different today on the show. I played music. That's true. And, you know, a lot of people don't know I'm a music lover, but you know how it is with talk radio. Talk radio is always really more about, and just getting the words and the thoughts out there and sharing your thoughts with your listeners and other people. But it's nice to also play some good music as well, music that, you know, truly inspires me and just, you know, I can take the messages out of it, you know. So, I mean, that was a beautiful song by Tyrese. Tyrese is someone that I have such an amazing love for musically and even as a person. He's also made quite a lot of big changes in his life as well, you know, going from just being a singer to being an actor to being a model to being a writer. He's author of books, he's doing a documentary, and sharing his thoughts as well with his fans and his listeners. And he's built such a big community of positive, thoughtful, you know, world thinkers. So it's nice to have people who are making so much changes in their lives. I mean, I for myself, I just don't want to be just an actor from one small town. You know, I kind of want to do something more. I want to be motivate people. I want to be relevant in the lives of people. I want to be able to know that even if it's just one person that changed somebody I influence, what's one person that gets to influence their life every day? For me, you know, is what's going to be. So, we talked about. I already mentioned a few things. We talked about one, finding your bubbles, two, embracing your desires, three, creating the space, four, surrounding yourself with the right kind of people, and five, make the accountability. Now, you know, you need to find one person, at least one person who holds you accountable for the changes that you make. It might be a support team like the one I mentioned above, when I said find, you know, find support, surround yourself with the right people. Yes, you need to find someone or a group of people that can hold you accountable for the changes that you're making in your life. It could be your support team, like I said, or a coach, or your partner, or a family member. You know, just make sure that there's somebody there to hold you and not let you off the hook. Somebody who, you know, who monitors your progress and who's keeping you, who's holding you to your words or to your actions, you know. I'll use myself as an example again, you know. Every time I have an idea, a creative idea, I like to share with people, I like to share with people. And the reason I do that, a lot of people don't understand why I do that. If I tell you that I want to do something, indirectly made myself accountable to you, because you're going to ask me, the next time you see me, you're going to ask me, how's it going? How far was the radio show you talked about? You know, you're going to ask me. And I'm going to have to remember, because I don't want to appear as a failure to you, because I don't want to mess up, because I don't want to disappoint myself and disappoint you and the people that I share with. I'm forced to keep up with making that progress. I'm forced to keep my own end of the bargain, which is keeping my word and proving to everyone, like, you know, I can do what I say I was going to, I can do what I say I will do, or that I'm capable of achieving the things that I said that I, you know, I intend to do. So that's what it means to, you know, with having people be accountable to you. Now, even in relationships, you can't be in a relationship where, you know, you can't lead the kind of life where there's, you know, you don't have people that you can actually who can actually hold you accountable, who you can actually listen to and be accountable to, you know. And I see that a lot. There's some guys who are in relationships with women who they don't listen to a word they say, they don't care what they think, they don't care. You need to have somebody in your life you don't want to let down. There needs to be someone, or how else are you going to make progress? If we all lead our lives without boundaries, if we all lead our lives without people we're afraid to let down or being afraid to disappoint certain people, then how are we going to make progress? This world is going to be a crazy world. But sometimes the things that we want to do that we don't do because we're worried about offending someone or worried about letting them down. We're worried about how they're going to perceive us if we fail at this, you know. We're worried about a number of things. So it's always very important when you're trying to make a change in your life, whether it's you wanting to quit smoking, and there's somebody who's going to say, hey, no, you can't pick up that single cigarette. Let's keep it aside that you're obsessed. You can't smoke. You need to find some other way of venting. There needs to be somebody who will tell you the truth. That this is somebody who needs to say, no, you can't drink. I'm sorry, you can't drink. Oh, no. You know, chocolate isn't good for you. Ice cream, no, you can't have that. You can't have that big, massive pizza. Hell no, you're trying to lose some weight. There needs to be somebody who needs to tell you the truth. There's somebody who's going to say, you know, this is not how to go about your business. If you're going to put in money into that, how are you going to get it back? There needs to be somebody who needs to tell you gambling, you know, you can't gamble. You know, you're being in debt. You can't owe people money, or you can't, you know, there needs to be somebody who's going to be there to telling you and guiding you in the way that you should go. You're not going to make progress if you don't have somebody like that in your life. Now, you know, let's take another quick song, you know, we'll be back. This is John Legend. Change or you making some sort of massive change in your life. But how about you just focus on one small step? And there's a saying that, you know, greatness is just small, you know, it's just little things done consistently every day. You know, little things done consistently every day. So you do one small thing today, do it again tomorrow, do it again tomorrow, and one day you become great. That's what greatness really is. So how about you just focus on taking one small step? You know, it could be, you know, just something you know that will move you forward. It might just be something as simple as doing an internet search about, you know, an online product you'd love to sell. Or, you know, you want to start your own. You want to write a book. What would it require for you to write your own book? You know, just little, you know, it could also be just you calling, what's that friend of yours? Andrea, it could be you calling Andrea or Shola to ask him to hold you accountable for this change that you're starting. You know, just take a small step and get moving. You say movement begets movement. You know, you don't have to hold, you don't have to sit back, and you just have to start something. So just before we go, I'll take another song quickly. Oh, no, let's go to commercial. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be back.
QTAB Events, your one-stop shop for A-class events and entertainment, international artist management and promotion, logistics management, project management, and brand enhancement, with affiliates across South Africa, UK, Benin Republic, Togo, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, and Cameroon. Wouldn't you rather let our dynamic team treat you like the respectable clients that you are, taking away the stress from your business. Taking away the stress from your business.
Okay, we're back, and, you know, this show is almost a wrap. First of all, it was nice to have you all on the show. It was nice talking to you about change. Let me, you know, don't forget, send me your messages on Twitter. Let me know what's changed to you. Don't forget, you can find me. You can go to my official website, www.alexacoji.me. And we do this every Wednesday, same time, you know. Wherever you want, just check, you know, check your local listing, check out the radio channel page, or you can go to our official website, and you can connect to every other thing that I'm involved with. And don't forget, you can also check out my online store, www.alexacoji.com, and you can grab your copy of my podcast album. It's right there, and you can pre-order as well a copy of my upcoming book. Don't forget, expression is a sign of strength, not weakness. You need not apologize for who you are. Don't apologize for keeping it real or for being real. That's just who you are. Till I talk to you again same time next week. Remember, I love you as always. For listening. Mwah.
She keeps it real. She keeps it straight. She tells it like.
listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji.